Unit 2, The Amazing Amazon, pages 44 to 45.
A Walk Along the River. Ed's Blog. Part 1. 2nd of April 2008. Camana, Peru. We took a night bus from Lima and arrived in Camana early yesterday morning. What did we see when we arrived? To the west, there was the Pacific Ocean. To the east, I was surprised to see lots of desert. I expected to see many surprising things during our journey, but I didn't think we would have to walk through a desert to get to the source of the Amazon River. We spent yesterday making final preparations for our expedition. We bought some supplies and studied our maps. This morning we got up early and ate a big breakfast. Before we started walking east towards the Amazon River, we went and put our toes in the Pacific Ocean. The next time we put our toes in the ocean, it will be in the Atlantic Ocean. 13th of July, 2008. We are finally in the jungle. On Thursday afternoon, we turned a corner on the path and all of a sudden there was the forest. We heard a strange noise. At first we thought it was a lorry, but then we looked up into the trees. Two groups of monkeys were screaming. It was a perfect entrance into the forest. 22nd of October, 2009. Cho and I are hungry and thirsty. The area around the river was impossible to walk through, so we had to move far from the river, where everything is dry. Sometimes we are so thirsty, we try to get a few drops of water from the leaves in the jungle. Luckily, it sometimes rains a little at night and we can fill our water bags. Many of the smaller rivers are dry. Dry rivers mean no fish, and no fish means no food. Part 2. 12th of November 2009. Today, while we were walking, I almost stepped on a pit viper. This black and brown poisonous snake looks so similar to the forest floor that it is easy to step on one by accident. It was a miracle it didn't bite me. This was about the 200th snake we have seen, but it was still frightening. It reminded me how alone we are in the forest. The anti-venom medicine we carry with us only works for 48 hours, and we are very far away from any hospitals. 10th of December 2009. Today, at 12:49, I just stopped and sat down on my pack. I didn't feel sick or exhausted. Cho understood exactly how I felt. The problem wasn't physical, it was mental. We knew we had another depressing Christmas ahead of us away from our families. But we weren't thinking of stopping the expedition. We would both die before coming home as failures. I wrote that yesterday, and it's funny how different one can feel from day to day. I leave it in only because it would be wrong to pretend that we were jolly the whole time. Cho and I are fine. Like everyone else, we just have our ups and downs. 6th of May, 2010. All of last week, Cho and I were walking through cattle ranch after cattle ranch. Dirt roads connect the ranches, so walking was easy. But we were supposed to be in the middle of the Amazon rainforest. This whole area used to be thick tropical forest. If people continue to cut down the trees in the rainforest, then one day it will all be gone. Last entry. 9th of August 2010. Maruda, Brazil. The Atlantic Ocean. It's the best day of my life so far. Cho and I walked from the middle of the day, Sunday, straight through the night, and arrived at the Atlantic Ocean at 9 this morning. We walked 85 kilometers in 21 hours. Feelings? Almost impossible to describe. Standing with Cho, looking at the Atlantic Ocean, I was close to tears. I'll never forget this day. No one can ever take it away from me.